crimecanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Prevention programs focus on education and community engagement to reduce future harm. By addressing both immediate and long-term needs, these services play a vital role in restoring a sense of safety and justice for victims. Effective law enforcement and prevention strategies are key to maintaining safety in Canada. With over 61,050 officers nationwide, the police play a vital role in protecting communities. Their efforts are supported by advanced technology, legislative updates, and community programs. Role of police in Canada. The police structure in Canada is unique. The RCMP serves a dual federal and provincial role in 8 provinces. This ensures consistent enforcement across diverse regions. Resource allocation has also improved, with a 21% budget increase for cybercrime units from 2021 to 2023. Enforcement trends show a 73% rise in body-worn camera adoption since 2020. This technology enhances transparency and accountability. Cross-border efforts, like joint U.S.-Canada task forces, have disrupted 47 trafficking rings in 2023. These initiatives highlight the importance of collaboration in addressing complex threats. Crime prevention strategies. Prevention is equally critical. License plate readers have reduced auto theft by 18% in pilot cities. Community programs such as gang exit initiatives serve over 2,400 youth annually. These efforts provide alternatives to criminal activities and foster safer neighborhoods. Legislative updates, like Bill S-12, strengthen protections for sexual assault victims. Such measures ensure that justice is accessible to all. By combining technology, community engagement, and policy improvements, Canada continues to enhance its safety framework. Initiative Impact License Plate Readers 18% reduction in auto theft. Gang exit programs 2,400 plus youth served annually. Body-worn cameras 73% adoption increase since 2020. Cross-border task forces 47 trafficking rings disrupted in 2023. Conclusion. Addressing safety concerns in Canada requires a balanced approach, combining data-driven strategies with community engagement. In 2022, the crime rate reached 434.1 incidents per 100,000 residents, a 43.8% increase since 2014. Regional disparities remain stark, with territories experiencing rates 10 times the national average, while PEI boasts a lower ratio of 648.4 residents per officer. Prevention efforts have shown promise, with a 14% reduction in homicides through focused policing. However, emerging threats like a 52% surge in child pornography cases demand innovative tech solutions. Community programs have also proven effective, reducing recidivism by 22% and fostering safer neighborhoods. For updated crime maps and prevention resources, visit canadacrime.ca. If you or someone you know needs immediate assistance, call the 780-429-2300 hotline. Together, we can build a safer future for all. What are the most common violent crimes in Canada? The most common violent crimes include assault, sexual assault, homicide, robbery, and kidnapping. These are defined under the Criminal Code of Canada and are actively monitored by law enforcement. How does Canada measure crime rates? Canada measures crime rates using the Crime Severity Index, CSI, and the traditional crime rate per 100,000 residents. These metrics help track trends and regional variations in criminal activity. What support is available for victims of violent crime? Victims can access support services such as counseling, legal assistance, and financial aid through government programs and nonprofit organizations. These services aim to address both physical and psychological effects. What role do police play in preventing violent crime? Police in Canada focus on proactive measures like community policing, education, and enforcement of laws. They also collaborate with local organizations to implement crime prevention strategies. Are violent crimes increasing in Canada? Trends vary by year and region. While some areas may see increases, others experience declines. National statistics provide a comprehensive overview of these changes over time. What is the punishment for violent crimes in Canada? Punishments depend on the severity of the offense and can range from fines to imprisonment. The Criminal Code outlines specific penalties for crimes like assault, robbery, and homicide, How does Canada address human trafficking and kidnapping? Canada has strict laws against human trafficking and kidnapping, with specialized units in law enforcement dedicated to combating these crimes. Victims are provided with protection and support services. What is the Crime Severity Index, CSI? The CSI is a measure that accounts for both the volume and seriousness of crimes reported. It provides a more nuanced understanding of crime trends compared to traditional crime rates.